The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... I'm E.G. Marshall. America's favorite story is the caper. And why not? Wasn't the discovery of America itself one of the greatest capers of all time? Didn't an unemployed Italian navigator hustle a Spanish king into putting up money to find a shortcut to the great riches of the Orient? And when all he actually discovered was the poverty-stricken island of Santo Domingo, didn't he try to con everyone into believing it was really the fabulously wealthy land of India by calling the natives Indians?
You understand, huh? Here we have Isabella. When he saw her, she was old and ugly. Then she bathed in the fountain of youth. And now she's young and beautiful.
It won't work. I wouldn't believe the story. I'd say it was a trick. You cannot expect Ponce de Leon, who is smarter than both of us put together, to believe it.
My friend, unlike you and me, who are still young and strong, dried up old Ponce de Leon wants to believe it. And that makes all the difference in the world.
Our mystery drama, The Fountain of Truth, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Fred Gwynn. I'll be back shortly with Act One. In the very early 1500s, all Spain was aflame with fever. Gold fever. Yes, there was a great new world out there in the West. No, it wasn't the land of India or China or any part of the Orient, exactly. It was on the way there. And maybe Columbus was right. Maybe the world was round after all. And here was a place where fortunes could be made. And throughout Spain, from Barcelona to Cadiz, from Valencia to Salamanca, from old Navarra to newly liberated Granada, you could hear the recruiting sergeants of the conquistador captains.
Who wants to make his fortune? Who wants to sail to the new world? Come, see Hispaniola, Puerto Rico, Santiago de Cuba. My friends, become rich beyond your dreams. The very stones on the ground are made of gold. Enlist here, now, today, under the banner of Captain General Ponce de Leon. Meet me at the tavern of Lilas Pastias, and your fortunes are made.
Here, my lad. Have another.
Tell me about the new world.
I can't. You have to see it.
You were there?
Just at the edge of it, lad. Just at the edge.
Well, why did you come back then?
Good question. What's your name?
Diego. Diego Alvarado.
Good name. Excellent name. I am Pedro de Zamora, a sergeant with Captain General Ponce de Leon.
Why did you come back?
We need men. Yes. We need men to load the ships with silver and gold, pearls and rubies, diamonds and sapphires.
All that is out there?
My boy, you're surrounded by it. Believe me. And it's not just the fabulous wealth. No, no. It's also the climate.
What do they eat there?
Eat. They dine like kings. The most tender cuts of meat. The most delicious fish and fruits.
And the women.
You saved the best for last. These women, my boy, are visions of sheer delight. Soft, lovely, willing.
I can't believe it.
Or would I lie to you, my friend? you could return with enough money to buy this whole town.
Where do I make my mark?
Right here, my boy. Right here. Good. You are now in the service of Captain General Ponce de Leon.
When do we sail for the New World?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
My boy, the sooner we sail, the sooner you get rich. Stand at attention, soldier. Diego. Come on. Wake up.
Go away.
Hey, Diego, get up.
Oh, who's this?
Me, Pedro.
Pedro, I am going to kill you.
Come, Diego, up.
You think I'm joking, do you? I'm going to cut your heart out.
Just because I woke you up for guard duty.
Your false and faithless lying heart.
Come on, Diego, you have to go on post.
Because of you I am out here.
Where's your helmet, huh?
The stones in the ground are made of gold.
And buckle on your breastplate.
I haven't seen any gold. I haven't seen any silver.
And whatever you do, don't fall asleep on duty.
But I'll tell you what I have seen plenty of. The mosquitoes and snakes and fever and hunger and thirst and disease.
And natives out to crush your skull with those clubs of theirs. Why did you lie to me?
It was no lie. We'll make our fortune, believe me.
I believed you once, huh? Never again.
Faith. Faith, my boy. Just have faith. Everything's going to be all right. Now, come. You have to leave Francisco.
But it isn't even midnight.
I know, but poor Francisco is so ill, he just can't do a full tour of duty.
By tomorrow, poor Francisco will be dead. The day after will be your turn or mine. In a month, there won't be one of us left alive.
Hola, Diego.
Yeah, I am off duty.
I have here a letter from your mother.
My mother? But read it.
If only you know how you have gladdened her heart.
What are you talking about?
Listen. My dearest Diego, I am so happy to hear that you are well.
What's that?
I am overjoyed that the New World is everything you had hoped for.
What kind of nonsense?
We look for your triumphant return.
What kind of letter did you write to my mother?
I wrote what you dictated.
Oh, no. If you did, she wouldn't answer what you're reading to me now.
Well, I touched it up just a little here and there.
You had no right to lie to my mother.
No, Diego.
No, you took advantage of me because I can't read or write.
Isn't that a blessing? I have done you a favor.
You have done me too many favors.
I'm going to do you one more favor.
No. Oh, please, Pedro. No, I beg of you.
I found you a woman.
I don't want a woman.
That's your problem. You haven't had a woman since we left Spain. How can you say you don't want a woman?
I do want a woman. Believe me, more than anything else in the world, I want a woman.
So, I've got one for you.
But not the kind of women they have out here.
Come now, Diego.
I want a real woman.
I assure you, my boy, these are real women in every way.
Please, Pedro, let me alone.
She's waiting for you in your tent.
Get her out of there.
I went to a lot of trouble. I bought her for you from her mother. I could have just taken her. But after all, I'm a civilized human being.
Oh, no. Now, you're not a human being. You're a devil that's been sent here to punish me for my sins.
The fact is, you need a woman. Someone to cook for you, wash your clothes, take care of you when you're sick. Come now. At least, look at her. Diego, this is Isabella. She has an Indian name, but we never could pronounce it. So I named her after our late great queen. She even speaks a little Spanish. Isabella, this is your lord and master, Don Diego Alvarado.
Yes?
There you are. Isn't she a treasure? Look at her. That face. That body. Isn't she beautiful, huh?
Pedro, you say she's beautiful.
Don't you believe me?
You can look at this and actually think it's beautiful. That's what this country has done to you. You have been away from home too long.
What's the old saying, my boy? All cats are gray in the dark. Well, why don't I leave you two lovebirds alone, huh? Isabella, obey your lord and master, huh? I'll see you tomorrow, Diego.
What can I do to please you?
You can go home.
This is my home?
No, this is my home. Home, this miserable piece of canvas. No, you go back to where you came from.
I cannot.
Why can't you?
My mother will beat me.
Why?
She will think I displeased you. Oh, you do not like me.
No, it's just that I don't like myself.
Ah, poor Don Diego Alvarado. You have the Spanish disease.
The Spanish disease?
Gold fever. There is no more gold here on this island that you call Puerto Rico.
How do you know?
There was some. But your chiefs took it all for themselves.
No gold. But I can't go home empty-handed.
Perhaps there is gold on a land that is toward the setting sun.
How do you know?
I have heard.
What have you heard?
It is so beautiful. It is filled with flowers.
I don't care about flowers. I want gold.
Where there is so much beauty, there is sure to be gold.
You say there's this beautiful land filled with flowers? Well, why not? Why not? Pedro. Pedro, wake up.
What? Ooh.
Wait. Wake up, Pedro. It's me, Diego.
Diego, what do you want?
I want to talk to you.
Now? Why aren't you with your woman?
Listen. There is no more gold on this island.
Now, my boy, you must never lose faith.
No. The fact is, if we are ever to get any gold, we will have to find it somewhere else. True?
True.
Now, listen. Isabella told me about a land, a beautiful land, filled with gold.
Hmm? Where?
To the west.
What do they call the place?
It's also filled with flowers.
I like it already. Flowers.
Flowers. Why don't we call it Florida?
The place of flowers. Well, why not?
It's a beautiful name.
Beautiful place.
How can we get there? Think, Pedro.
We must convince Ponce de Leon to give us a ship and crew. In return for which, we shall sail to Florida and harvest all this gold for him.
And of course, a great deal shall find its way into our pockets first. What have we got to lose?
Nothing. If we stay here, we know one thing for certain. We'll die poor. Let's go talk to Ponce de Leon.
When?
Now.
This hour?
Why not? The old man never sleeps. He stays up all night just thinking about gold.
Let's give him some more to think about.
Gold. It has a way of capturing one's thoughts completely, doesn't it? Once you begin to consider it, you soon find that thoughts of gold monopolize all your powers of consideration. No wonder they called gold a fever that never subsides, and for which there is no cure but death. But all that is the concern of Act Two, coming shortly. Our story is basically concerned with gold. And let's face it, practically half the stories that were ever written or will be written are about gold or money. The other half are concerned with love. Love and money. It's the quest for each of them that makes the world go round.
You wish to speak with me, Sergeant Zamora?
Sir, Soldier Alvarado here and I have news. Diego, tell the Captain General.
Your Excellency, there is a land to the west.
There is always a land to the west.
Where there is gold.
There is always gold.
Sir, this Indian girl...
There is always an Indian girl.
She swears to me.
Although sometimes it's an Indian man.
This beautiful island, it's filled with flowers, sir. I suppose we could call it Florida.
Yes, I know all about Florida.
But Your Excellency...
I was there. When was it? 13? 8 years ago.
Ah, then Your Excellency saw with his own eyes.
Yes, it's a beautiful place.
And it's filled with gold.
It is also filled with hostile, warlike natives.
A few cannon shots into the woods.
I landed there, and I took possession for Spain in the name of the most Catholic majesties. And there the matter shall rest.
But we all came here for gold.
That is true.
And if you will give me one ship, just one ship, a small one with just a few men.
Caray, Sergeant Zamora. I came here for gold, and I found some. Not as much as I hoped for, but some.
All we ask is one small ship.
But the ship costs money.
Well, you have to spend money to make money.
Well, unfortunately, the expenditure must be reported. In this case, to the Viceroy in Cuba. And I must tell him that I have dispatched a ship to search for gold. And if you do not return with the ship loaded to the waterline with gold, I shall be summoned back to Spain and face trial and prison.
Your Excellency, I beg your leave to speak freely.
By all means, Diego.
I came here. I won't discuss the hardships, the dangers of the voyage, the wormy bread, the foul water, the seasickness, and the leaky ship almost foundered in a gale. I won't dwell on any of that.
I am obliged to you.
And then, when I did get here, half dead, I won't even complain about the hard work and the fighting and the disease and the guard duty. Not one word.
You have the patience of Job, my son.
But I was told the land is filled with gold. That's why I was willing to endure any hardship, suffer any trial. I was told I could make my fortune.
And so you shall.
But where? Where is the silver and gold?
Look, my son. It is all around you. The waters indeed are filled with silver, with the silvery bodies of fish which one can salt and sell for a fortune in Europe. And the gold? How lush is the land with corn, wheat, oranges, fruits of every description. As your commander, I shall give you acres of your own to cultivate, and thus you shall truly enjoy the riches of this new world.
With all due respect, General, if I wanted to be a farmer, I could have stayed at home.
But here, at least, you can be a wealthy farmer.
Captain, no matter how old a man is, doesn't he still have the desire for gold?
Soldier Alvarado, I have a desire, but not for gold. It's for something far more valuable.
What could be more valuable than gold?
You have it.
I don't understand.
Youth. The fire. The strength of youth. They speak of some magic fountain. A fountain of youth. All one need do is bathe in it, and one is made young again. For that fountain, I would assemble a fleet of ships. To find that fountain, I would venture everything. But of course, it doesn't exist.
But, sir...
And now, soldiers, you are dismissed.
Diego.
What do you want now?
Is this a way to speak to your sergeant? I have come by to see how it goes with you. I see it goes well.
You think so, eh?
The tent. How clean. Your clothes are in such good order. You must be eating well. Your face has filled out. You're gaining weight. Married life evidently agrees with you.
I have decided to accept my fate.
Why do you say that?
Isabella. See her. I have been here so long, she is beginning to look good to me. The truth is, she's a good woman.
Of course. But how would she fit in back home?
You still think we're going home, huh?
One day. And loaded down with silver and gold.
If we go home, we shall be loaded down with illness and poverty. No, I'll stay here where at least I shall never starve. Oh, which reminds me, it's dinner time. Isabella, bring us something to eat.
Yes.
Did you hear that, Pedro?
Yes. That's all she ever says. Whenever she is asked to do. No arguments, no complaints.
I tell you, no man in Europe has such a wife.
My boy, I feel irresponsible. I talked you into coming here. I promised you gold. Gold you shall have.
Oh, forget it. How could we find it? We can never get off the island.
Here is meat and fruit. I shall bring wine.
Yes. Yes, she does look very good. I even think she would look good in Europe.
I tell you the problem. They don't keep those looks too long. Soon, she'll be all fat.
I don't believe it.
It's true. They get wrinkles in their faces. They're hardly 30 years of age, and they are already old crones.
I still don't believe it.
I can prove it. Did you ever see Isabella's mother?
No.
They could be identical twins, except for the weight and the wrinkles.
Here is the wine.
Isabella, let me look at you.
Yes?
Just stand still. Why, it's fantastic.
What are you saying?
Diego. Hey, come with me. We'll put on our armor and helmets. Take swords and muskets.
Why?
We may run into something in the jungle.
Why are we going into the jungle?
We are going to Isabella's village.
What for?
I want you to look at Isabella's mother.
Why should I look at Isabella's mother?
I have an idea.
Oh, no. I'm afraid of that.
It's the greatest idea I have ever had in my whole life.
That doesn't impress me at all.
Trust me.
Oh, no. No, I trusted you once.
This time, we shall not fail.
I don't want to hear anymore.
Did you ever feel that your whole life was just a preparation for one single great act?
No.
Come and bring Isabella. You and I have a date with destiny.
Oh, Pedro, I can't. I won't walk another step.
Courage, my boy.
No.
It can't be far. Oh. Hey, Isabella, where is your mother's village?
It is just beyond those trees.
Ah, yeah. See? We are practically there.
Hello, that we are practically there.
What?
Hear them. You and the village dogs welcome us.
No. Pedro, I shall not walk another step until you tell me why we have come here.
I need tell you nothing. It shall all be revealed to you.
When? How? Why?
The moment you look at the face of Isabella's mother.
You're mad.
You've had too much sun. You've had too much hardship and disappointment.
You think I'm mad, do you? Very well. Humor me.
This is my mother's tent.
Call her out.
Mama. Mama, it is I, Isabella.
Now, Diego, she comes. Be ready.
Be ready for what?
You'll see, you'll see. Here she is.
Mama, I have come for your blessing.
Well, Diego, huh? See? The resemblance between them, see?
All right, they do resemble each other. What of it?
But it's more than a resemblance. It's practically one face. Huh? Isn't it?
Huh?
Take away the wrinkles, the stoop of the shoulders, the fat. They are. They could be identical twins, couldn't they?
Pedro, what is the point of...
Answer the question. Couldn't they be identical twins?
Yes.
That's all I wanted to hear. Isabella, go inside the hut with your mother and talk about old times.
Yes.
Admirable woman. I should have kept her for myself. Now, you see what we are going to do.
No.
We are going to sail to Florida.
Pedro, must I remind you that Ponce de Leon has already refused us?
Ponce de Leon shall lead the expedition himself.
What expedition?
My boy, you listen, but you don't hear.
I distinctly heard him say he was no longer interested in gold.
Of course. But he's interested in something else. And do you know what that is?
Ponce de Leon is an old man who wants only a good meal, a soft bed, and pleasant dreams. Nothing could tempt him to leave the peace and security of this island.
But he wants something else, too.
What?
Youth.
Ah, Pedro, every old man wants to be young again.
Yes, but this old man dreams of a fountain of youth. Didn't you hear him speak of it? And what were his words? For that fountain, I would assemble a fleet. To find that fountain, I would venture everything.
Yes, but you also heard him say that the fountain doesn't exist.
Our worthy Captain General is mistaken. I have just seen it.
You've seen it? Where?
Right here. And so have you.
Ay, caray, poor Pedro. You're mad, aren't you?
Isabella's mother is the fountain of youth.
The fountain of youth. What does Isabella's mother have to do with the fountain of youth? Of course, we've given you all the clues you really need. You are already aware that a caper of some sort is in the planning stages. And if you've been paying attention, you've already figured out what it is. Let's compare notes in Act 3, which arrives in just a few minutes. The conquistadors, those Spanish adventurers who practically took over an entire new world, were men who lived by their wits from minute to minute. In the early days, while it was still touch and go, and their victory was by no means certain, they not only swindled the Indians, but also one another.
Don't be nervous, Diego.
I tell you, this thing is mad.
All great endeavors are rooted in a certain amount of madness.
But suppose he finds out it's...
Go ahead, say it.
A hoax.
But he's not going to find out. He's going to believe it.
Something. I know. Something is going to go wrong.
What? He's never seen Isabella. And he won't. She'll be safely out of the way at her mother's village for the next few months until we need her.
Her mother? How do we know the old lady won't betray us?
Why would she? Besides, We only taught her enough Spanish to say exactly what we want her to say. Well, what can go wrong? Nothing.
It's just that everything you ever promised somehow, some way, just doesn't work out.
Listen, my friend. There's always a first time for everything. Now, how's the old lady?
She's just a little bit drunk.
Good, good. That's exactly how we want her. How about it, Mama? A little sip of wine, huh?
Wine? See? Wine?
Give her just a taste, Diego. We want to have her mellow, but not overripe.
You say this old crone has been babbling about a fountain of youth?
General, you know, we were out on this raid. There was a rumor the Indians of this village were hiding gold.
Were they?
We didn't find any.
Continue.
In the hopes of loosening her tongue, we fed her a little wine, and she started to babble about this fountain of youth. It seems that she's, the way we figured it, at least 200 years old.
She doesn't look it.
Well, no, General. Because every time she feels her age beginning to weigh her down, like right now, she heads out for this fountain. And she washes herself in it. And she steps out again. A girl of 18.
Old lady. What is her name?
We call her Mama.
Mama, fountain of youth?
Fountain. See? Wash. Young. Pretty, make love.
Where is this fountain?
Where? Land where flowers are.
It must be Florida, sir.
And you believe her?
Is the truth what you tell us? Isn't it, Mama?
Truth. See, truth.
I thank you for letting me know about it, Sergeant. That will be all. This makes it.
We made fools of ourselves. Do you actually think that he believed that story?
He didn't throw us into the calabozo.
If somebody had told me a story like that, I would laugh in his face.
Diego, you know what your problem is. You don't have any confidence in me.
And why should I?
Attention!
Yes, you were. I see your mayor having your meal. Carry on.
Yes, General.
You men received all your equipment?
Yes, sir.
Any complaints about the rations and quarters?
No, sir.
Goodbye, Sergeant. That old woman.
Old woman, General.
The drunken old woman. The one that babbled something about the fountain of youth.
Oh, that old woman. Yes, sir.
You brought her in to see me. It was 2 weeks ago.
About a month ago.
Whatever became of her?
I don't know.
Did she really go off to find that fountain?
I imagine, General, she did. Would the Captain General want me to find out?
No. I was just mildly curious. Carry on.
He's hooked, Diego. Our fish is hooked. All we have to do now is to land him.
Pen shot!
As you were. Carry on with your musketry instructions, Sergeant.
Yes, General.
Sergeant.
Yes, General.
I am sure it's nothing but an old wife's tale. But do you suppose that old woman ever found the fountain of youth?
I could take Diego here with me, General, and we could go to her village and find out for
her. Yes, no point in going to any trouble.
Oh, General, there's no trouble at all. We're due for another gold sweep anyhow.
Well, as long as you won't be going out of your way. I'm convinced there is really nothing to it.
Most likely. You're right, Gennaro. Now remember, there's nothing to worry about. Isabella, you know your story. You went to Florida. You bathed in the fountain. And here you are, young, beautiful once again. What's the matter, Diego?
Oh, no, 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 it won't work.
Why not?
I wouldn't believe such a story.
But here is the young Isabella. Here is the evidence.
I still wouldn't believe it. I'd say it was a trick.
My friend, unlike you and me, who are young and strong, dried up old Ponce de Leon wants to believe it. And that's what makes all the difference in the world.
And this is the same woman, the same old woman who was here 2 months ago.
Jenna, she looks like the same woman.
The resemblance is startling. It has to be the same woman.
We asked at the village. Everybody swears to it.
They do, huh?
And I can't imagine why they would lie. What would they have to gain by it?
I memorized that old woman's face. Every feature has been burned into my mind. If you take the wrinkles from the cheeks, and the pouches from under the eyes, and the lines, it is the same face. Is there actually a fountain of youth?
That's what the legend says, General. You there? Have you been to the fountain of youth?
Fountain? Youth? Yes.
Is this a snare? A delusion sent by the devil? What do you think, Sergeant?
I don't know, General.
A gift from heaven, a sin from hell. Does it matter? I'll bathe in that fountain. I'll have my youth again. The fountain is this way.
Say yes.
Fountain, yes. This way.
Follow me, men. Follow me.
Pedro, what shall we do now?
Soon we'll have to make camp. He'll spend days looking for the fountain. We'll go looking for gold.
Hold! Those are drums! I would say quite a few of them. I don't like this sound.
We must go back.
What do you say?
Angry drums. War drums.
Weapons at the ready!
Weapons at the ready!
We have to move back to the ship, quickly.
Prepare to fire!
Wait. Just up ahead. See, there, Sergeant.
What is it, General?
That beautiful waterfall. It's a fountain. It's the fountain.
General!
It's the fountain.
General, come back!
I never saw water sparkle like that.
You'll get us all killed. Tell him it's not the fountain.
No, not the fountain. No!
Diego, Francisco, first squad, follow me. General, it's not the fountain.
Yes, I know it. I've seen it in my dream.
No, General, don't take off your breastplate.
If I don't, I'll drown. In the fountain of youth. I have found it. I am bathing in it. It shall make me young again, strong again.
Look out! They're here! Fire! General, bring me the car!
The fountain! I have found the fountain!
The general has been hit! The general has been hit by an arrow! Get him out of here!
Why did he take off his breastplate?
Surround him! Surround the general with your bodies. Keep firing, keep firing. Load and fire. Load and fire. Fire.
Where am I?
In your cabin on board the ship, General.
I found the fountain. I found the fountain.
Yes, General. Yes, General, you certainly did.
And now, I am young, Sergeant. I feel young. I feel strong. Do I look young?
Oh, yes, sir.
It hurts.
Oh, I'm sorry, General. We just managed to get the arrow out.
From my chest?
Yes.
It's bad. Tell me the truth.
It is.
Sergeant, I am dying.
No, General.
No. Now is no time to lie. Let me look at my hand. Help me raise my hand. Oh, thank you. The same withered wrinkled flesh. It wasn't the fountain after all, was it?
No, General.
There is no fountain of youth, is there?
I suppose not.
And you play the trick on me. You and Alvarado.
Yes.
It must have been a mother and her young daughter. That is why they looked alike. I knew it.
You knew it?
Yes, I knew it. I knew there was no fountain.
Then why did you come here?
To look for it.
But I don't understand. If you knew there was no fountain...
Why were you so anxious to come here, you and Diego?
To look for gold.
Yes, but you knew. By now, there is no gold for you in these island jungles. Only hardship, disease, and death. Why do we keep looking, all of us, for what doesn't exist?
I don't know.
I saw the answer in the fountain. It's because we are dreamers, Sergeant. And we have dreamed in El Dorado. But we are damned because this El Dorado can exist nowhere else but in our dreams. And we must search for it all our lives in vain. Thus we struggle against our fate until we are released by death. This is what I saw in the fountain. The fountain of truth.
Captain. Captain.
He's dead, Pedro.
The fountain of truth. Perhaps he found what he was looking for.
The dreamers. Off they go into the unknown darkness in quest of what? Gold? Glory? Knowledge? Magic? Whatever it may be, each knows in his heart that he is only blazing a trail for those who come later, that he will die poor and defeated, that wealth and fame will be for those who come after. Why do they so readily throw away their lives for such small reward? They're a special breed, and this world could not exist without them. I shall return shortly. Say that Columbus discovered America. That isn't true. It was there all the time. He merely found it. And he and all the explorers who followed him literally stole it from the people who were living here originally. And why? Just for gold. Gold, that peculiar metal that has no basic value or intrinsic worth except that which we happen to give it at any specific time. Gold. How easily the world could get along without it. What's all the fuss? Our cast included Fred Gwynn, Earl Hammond, and Joan Shea. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
Gods have many wives.
Well, never mind all that for now. That kid has to go to a hospital. I'll take him in the boat.
No.
No?
Malana will kill herself.
Why?
Because you will place him in the guard boat and take him to the sky.
No, I'll take him to the Cedarville General Hospital.
No, the guard Henry must cure the child here. The people wait.
Let's get this straight. I never said I was able to...
Henry must cure the child, or the people will turn on their god.
Turn on their god? What does that mean? Killed?
Cure the child.
But how?
By a miracle.
A miracle? How can you expect me to make a miracle?
You cannot make a miracle. It will prove that you are a false god.
This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.